So hello and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Louise Wiles and me, Elizabeth Gillis. And as you likely know in the podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work and study and help them thrive in new environments. We've been having a major focus on that transition to university, mainly for students, but there's also been podcasts and episodes for parents too. And at this time of recording, first year students will be at university, involved in Freshers Week and all that there is in this new change. We've gathered some questions that students new to university have asked and created these short podcasts. And we're hoping that some of these resonate with you. And of course, please feel free to leave feedback or post some other questions as we'd love to hear from you. So here we have our question for this podcast. The question that the student said, suddenly, all I want to do is go home. What's going on with me? So when Louise and I were talking about this one, we kind of thought, well, it sounds like this person, this student, this new student is likely missing home. It's likely about homesickness. Maybe you might be surprised at this response and you feel like you might be the only one feeling like this. And we want to share with you a few things, especially this survey from the National Union of Students, who found that between 50 and 70%, I'm going to say that again, between 50 and 70% of new students feel homesick in the early days of university. So that's half, kind of getting up to three quarters of you. So it's a big number. So it's really common. And these feelings of homesickness can feel very strong, leaving you teary, missing friends and family. It might interfere with your kind of daily life about not sleeping or eating well and maybe feeling a bit anxious in an unfamiliar environment. The study also found that given a few weeks, this feeling reduces because you're more settled and connected with this new place and people. And homesickness can also be around at other times, when the reality of being at university and all you have to do and juggle becomes more real, or even sometimes when you return home from breaks and come back to university after being from home, sometimes that homesickness can return. Yeah. What else have you got to say about it, Louise?
Yes, well, it's certainly a feeling I can recognise. And, you know, I think it's important that you know that this is normal, for a normal feeling for times of transition. And of course, it's unsettling and it can be worrying. It can make you worry about being in the new place. But you need to know that it's an understandable response from missing familiar places and people, you know, people that matter greatly to you. And especially this move to university when you're away from your support networks in a new big place where there are new demands and so much that you're getting used to. You know, the academic demands and having to take care of yourself. You know, it's totally normal that it feels strange. And that can mean that you sometimes think, oh, it would be so nice to be at home in the comforts of home. And I think there is this kind of connection. I've noticed it a bit with my kids back to the COVID times when home kind of became this place of safety and security, didn't it? I think it kind of enhanced that connection for some people. I know for some people it made them want to leave and not be there, but for many people it kind of enhanced that sense of safety and security. So that might be part of the picture as well. That might be one reason you're feeling that sort of attraction back to comfort, because at the moment at university everything's new. There's that kind of slight discomfort because you're having to adjust and get used to everything that's new. And so the comfort feeling, you know, that feeling of security back home is quite an attractive one when you're feeling tired. Just know that it's quite normal to feel the way you're feeling. It's part of the settling in process. You know, when we talk about the transition cycle, and it is a cycle, you're at this entry phase. And that takes time and effort to get to know new things. And I suppose perhaps you're surprised, though, by your response, because I guess, you know, often we think, I'm going to be fine. It's going to be know, an easy thing. I'm going to university and it's exciting. Of course it is. And it's a nice new opportunity. Of course it is. So it's surprising, perhaps, that you feel like this. And you may have thought that it was all going to be great. And people told you it was all going to be great. And that might therefore make you feel that you have a problem, because actually it's not all being all great all of the time. And we have talked in other podcasts and other content about the mess and magic of times of change and transition. And this is part of that messy bit that we think people need to be prepared for. But if you're not, don't worry, it's just what you're experiencing now. And if we think it's all going to be great and we have that expectation, then of course, when we don't feel great and we don't feel it's all great, then that is going to be a bit of a shock. But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bad thing. It's just part of that process of transition. So accept it. And we're going to talk a little bit now about what you can do to help yourself in this situation. And you might also be surprised when you miss home, but also feel this feeling, well, I don't really want to be there either. You're kind of living in this limbo land, this liminal space where you're not quite fully adjusted to the new one, but you're also still attached to the old, but neither quite seem to fit. It's perhaps a bit like that ill-fitting shoe, you know, a new shoe that you haven't quite worked your way into. You'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah, so, you want to put it on, Louise, but it's also hard. I've got a pair like that exactly at the moment. So we're going to think about, well, what can you do about it? So that you've got this feeling of homesickness. And we'd like to tell you that the first thing is to acknowledge that you're feeling unsettled, like there's homesickness there. There's this strong pull, draw, attraction to wish to go home, like Louise was talking about. And you have to know it's a common experience. It can be good to view it as a signal. So what does this homesickness mean for you? Am I missing connection with others? Am I missing home comforts? Am I wanting bits of my old life back? Am I wanting to have that closeness of friends all around me that I've known for a long time? And whatever the homesickness is about, you know, there are ways to acknowledge and address it. But it's important to know it's okay to be homesick, even though it might not feel like it. So be thinking about, well, what does it mean for you? And I guess for all of us, it might mean completely different things. And then if there is something missing that you're looking for, that you're longing to return to, maybe that's the thing that you have to think, there's the signal that I'm needing this. And it could be like one of these things. It could be, you know, that connection. So we'd encourage you to talk to other students if you can. Because if we, and of those statistics that we told you, but other people will be feeling it too, maybe not at exactly the same time as you, but they'll have felt it or will feel it. And it might give you somebody that you can talk with that will listen, that will give you some good advice, or maybe even just having, you know, being able to share those things with other people, I think is a really good thing to do. If you think it's about, you know, wanting that connection home, don't cut all that connection off from home. Keep connected with home. And maybe even think about making a plan for parents or people to come and visit you in your place, rather than necessarily thinking about, I have to go back home again, but encourage them to come to this place that's going to be yours. And if it's about kind of wanting some home comforts and feeling a safety and security in your place, well, you know, lots of these websites will say, oh, make your own space comfortable and cozy and decorate it. I think it's a really important thing to do, because it will really make you feel that you're building a place that's safe and secure, a home for you, a place to be yours. And that belonging part, I think, is really important.
Yeah, you kind of want that space that you walk into and you go, ah, home, or yeah, my space where I can just relax and be me.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. Great. Now, we've talked in other episodes, and if you're new to the podcast, this will be new to you, but we talk about a concept called the well-being bucket. So we want you to imagine a bucket, and in that bucket is a level of liquid, water, whatever, and that is your level of well-being. So we all have a level of well-being, and our well-being tends to go up and down depending on the demands that we have from life, and also what we're doing in life and what we do to sort of fill up our well-being bucket, because we can control that level to a certain extent ourselves. So it's likely in the first few weeks of university, there's been quite a lot of drains on that well-being bucket. Yeah, perhaps some late nights. You've had to step out of your comfort zone to make friends. You've been working out the independent living side of things and also the academics and how that all functions. So you've had a lot of things that drain your bucket. So my question now to you is, what can you do to fill your bucket? What helps you feel well in your daily life? What do you know you've done in the past that has sort of enhanced your level of well-being? What could you do now? So that could be the connection piece that Elizabeth talked about. It could be eating well or eating some of your favorite foods. That can be comforting. Sleeping, making time for some good 7 or 8 hours sleep if you've been partying hard. Some rest. And we'll send you a link to the previous question where we talked about rest and how you can use rest to enhance your well-being. Or perhaps it's about getting out and moving, you know, doing some sports or just going for that lovely walk in this autumnal lovely weather that we're having, the rain mainly, but hopefully you can find a break in the rain for a walk. So what can you do to fill your bucket? It might also be about organizing, you know, taking time to organize yourself. Remember why you have chosen to go to university. What is that why for you? What were you looking forward to? What was pulling you towards this choice that you made about going to university? And what are you planning to do now that you're at university? Remind yourself of some of those thoughts and ideas that perhaps you had before you arrived and ask, am I actually doing that? Does that give me some clues and ideas for some things that I can do to help me feel more settled and involved here as well? And of course, we've said it before, and everyone says it, I know, at university as well, but take those courage to go out and take and participate in activities, join clubs, and ask people to do things with you. We often talk about exploring the local area, the town or the city, and getting to know that, getting to know your surroundings and enjoying those surroundings, because, you know, it's a new environment for you. And it's one that can be a lovely connection to a new community outside of university as well as in university. So have a think about that too. And keeping yourself busy can help for sure. So rather than sitting in your room feeling sad, you know, get out and do something. Just a little step. Doesn't have to be a massive thing, but it might be just getting out and taking that 5-minute walk, going and buying something from the shop on campus, just changing your state. That can help you to feel a little bit better.
I like all that, those bits of advice. I think they're good. And especially, I think, you know, I'm always going to come back to how compassionate you are to yourself. This is a big change for you. It's massive. People are missing home. So when you notice this really real feeling for you, how do you offer yourself a little bit of compassion in this difficult time? In this time that we know is not going to last forever, it's going to come and then it's going to fade once you get a lot more involved and connected with your why and what you're doing, meeting people. But I wonder how would you be compassionate to yourself? And everybody has their own way of being compassionate to themselves. I mean, I have words and things that I say to myself. I have a gesture that I say to myself. Sometimes I'll be saying, this is a hard time. And that's a really good one for me. I don't have to say, and it'll get better, Elizabeth. I'm just happy with just acknowledging this is a hard time for maybe me to settle in at university. And for me, when I've been homesick, because I have been homesick, I really thought back to that question about what am I missing and tried to bring it into my new place. So one way for me to be compassionate with myself is to understand that I'm missing my friends, I'm missing the people that I'm close to, I'm missing people that know me well, and I haven't got to know the other people well yet, but that's helped me just understand about, you know, why my homesickness might be quite kind of big at this time. So being compassionate myself, you're missing friends, you know, this is our kind of normal response at this time. And I had a friend once when I'd lived abroad, and she had lived abroad in lots of other places too, in a place where she needed a new language, and it was a very different kind of culture, a bit like the culture you're going to university is a very different culture from the one from home. But she used some daily goals to help her through her homesickness. And she was in South America. She couldn't speak any Spanish. So giving herself a task like going to buy a loaf of bread every day made her really feel she'd accomplished something. It likely was a bit of distraction too, but it was one thing that really helped her feel some accomplishment in this new place. And that acting and doing stuff really helped with her homesickness. What about you, Louise? Have you?
Well, I was just thinking I can relate to that, because when I first moved to live in Portugal, didn't speak any Portuguese. I can remember going and buying stamps. I was doing a course, a university course online. Well, not online, because it wasn't online in those days, by post. And I had to post back my assignments, which meant I had to go and buy a stamp and get it sent back to the UK. And I just remember going into the post office and buying the stamp in Portuguese and feeling very pleased with myself. And so it was just little things like that can actually, as I said, change your state and how you're feeling about somewhere. And that can be quite comforting. So yes, I think it's also, you know, it's making an effort to connect, not just with people, but with a place. So the two things, people and place, and doing that in different ways. And being gentle with yourself. And I was just thinking, as you were talking there about compassion, Elizabeth, you know, my daughter's just gone off to university, so I'm an empty nester, as they say these days. And last week, I was really just not myself. And on Sunday, I was in the house completely on my own, no kids around, my husband had gone away. And I just was not, I had in my mind this great long list of things I needed to do, but I was not getting anywhere with them. And I just thought, you know, this is time to give yourself space to catch up with yourself. And, you know, if you don't feel like doing anything, don't. Just do what you want to do today, Louise. So that's what I did. I took the dog for a long walk and I watched some rubbish on Netflix. And I think sometimes there's time and space for that. So I might encourage you to think about that too. Whatever compassion for yourself is. So I think also think about other times you've made a transition or a change like this. And yeah, this one might be different because you're likely away from home, but there might be some things that you can remember you did in previous times, if you moved house or when you changed school or college and you had to make new friends. You know what helped you at those times? Think about that, and then perhaps you can use some of that insight and knowledge in this new situation too. So we hope that has provided you with some helpful insights and ideas and the ways forward if you're feeling homesick and a bit unsettled at the moment. And of course, as always, we'd really recommend that you reach out to your university and ask for help if you feel you're really struggling. So if your mood is low and it hasn't changed in days and you're really finding things tough, then please go to your wellbeing centre. There's usually walk-in appointments. Walk in and ask to speak to someone. They are used to supporting students in exactly this situation. That's what they're there for. So please go and ask them for help. So we hope that there were some helpful suggestions in this episode for you. Remember, you are likely not the only one feeling this way, as the statistics that Elizabeth shared at the beginning of this episode illustrate. Now, we want to highlight a few additional episodes that may be of interest to you. If you want to think a bit more about the nature of change, go to episode 2, Riding the Waves of Change. If you are keen to explore more about the wellbeing bucket, then go to episode 23. And for more on the subject of experience transition dips and homesickness, go to episode 47 for 5 tips on how to cope. So we'll be back soon with the next episode. Meanwhile, take care, look after yourself. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information on this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.